TOT Mobile. KFW Mobile. Good morning.
Think Ken, how you doing?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Just pulling out of the drive. For this week.
And that's good news for you. Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow, and we'll be there Monday. But that's how it goes.
Came back up till Tuesday, and then they told us yesterday it looks like it's going to be a big layoff, about half the plant.
Well, are they going to just furlough those people, or are they just going to straight out lay them off?
Yeah, they're saying furlough, so we'll see.
By any of that?
About half of maintenance and engineering, so we'll have to see what they're going to do. Hopefully I'm okay, but can't never tell.
Turn all over the country, by the way.
You hate to have to look for another job, right?
Yeah, we got biggest time to move, and someone's got to. Yeah, I know. I same thing with me, you know. I can't believe the government, man. I worked another 5 years, and I'm fighting to survive 5 years. God, this is crazy, California.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How's the weather over that way, California?
Here.
What's up, is there something?
How's the wind? Because we had a real bad windstorm come through here and blew a bunch of trees down.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
And, yeah, we had a bunch of wind over here as I was pulling out the neighborhood on the back road there. There was one of our power guys was already out a tree on a power line back there, but I had power at the house when I left, and this guy had evidently been there for a little bit, so it must have taken out another section. But yeah, it was real windy.
It's still right here, so no wind over here.
Quiet over this way now, not even raining.
Yeah, darn, it looked like it was already past you, and that was going to be it for today.
Storm was enough. We don't need no more.
Better storm along with it.
Bunch of power outages, but I didn't know what it was all about, but I guess I know now, right?
My area, it looked like most of the storm was back up toward Pickens Table Rock Way.
It coming by pretty quickly. I see it's raining better here in Taylor's right now.
Oh, you get. So it was bad enough over here.
Gone in a couple hours. Cries the thunder when the sun comes up.
My HF antenna's still up.
Where?
Already home today.
Home about 4:45. Went in, let the dog out, fed mama's wildcats, and poured me a cup of coffee, and come back out to the truck to say good morning to everybody.
Appreciate that.
Playing down.
Yesterday when I was on the air early, KN4TFW.
Yeah, it sort of surprised me. I was afraid they'd sent you home.
They might do that permanent, like come next week. I don't know, but I think I'm okay. But you can never tell what kind of decisions that they'll make.
You never know.
Oh, BMW is gonna be back in this country. I think it's gonna be all over.
They're strong in that, so we're full up on product and that. But then they're saying that, you know, when the economy does start up, then it's going to be a little bit of lag before we start getting, you know, wide open. But then once it does start up, we should be, you know, wide open, because everybody going to try to be starting up at the same time and needing product.
The goal, I've heard some stories that they're going to try to avoid this. If certain people get the way, they're not going to start until January. And our economy can't hold out that long. Well, within the next 2 months or forget it.
Harold said that the warehouses, all the warehouses will be open up and running next week at BMW. It's not the plant. They've got to ship out the repair parts.
Problem is, the governors in the states have locked everybody down around here, and if this continues, the states aren't going to be able to move. It's a mess. An AMA survivor, I guess he's out of intensive care. I think he's going to make it, but I don't know. Let's hope by May 2nd, let's hope May 5th, this country is rock and rolling again, all together. For Easter, I'm not sure what yet. Not all people here or there.
I'm here, trying to stay awake. Kind of dragging this morning, KK4POT.
Went to sleep, missed a net, and then got back up. It was 1 o'clock in the morning before I went back and laid down. Didn't sleep real good, so here I am up again.
Takes a toll on us, right? KN4TFW.
Watch it, man. Freak out.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Had a bunch of wind here in Taylor's over by the, you know, just before you get to the Red Lobster, because there's all kinds of debris in the road.
Wind alert, there's some kind of beep on the TV set that I heard on the phone or something. I wonder if that was the wind alert they were talking about.
We hear a thunderstorm down your way.
Honestly, we ain't got it yet. Thunder in the background, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's gone already.
KK4 NXE Mobile. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
What text?
I'm just now rolling up. We don't need him. I mean, there's really not much around it. So, you know, I'd say just tell him to come in. I can call him, or doesn't matter to me. You just tell me which, either me or you.
Yeah, I'm going to get you to go ahead and call him.
Good. Guys, I'm rolling up here, so I'm going to hop out of here and let you guys catch up. So 7-3s, everybody. Have a fantastic day, and enjoy that Friday there, Ken. And hopefully it's just a Friday for you, and then next week you'll be back to rocking and rolling again. So 7-3s, KK4POT.
7-3, Jim. Stay safe. No overtime, so I'll be off by 2 o'clock every day. It's going to hurt your feeling.
Try to get your antenna done.
Make speaker furloughing them or something. I covered you up, Ken. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What you going to say? And that Mama's probably got a list already made up for you getting off at 2 o'clock.
Done.
And the guys, they gonna next week, I guess, lay off about half the plant. That ain't good. I don't know if I'm caught up in it or not, so we just have to wait and see. We're only going to be running, I think, about maybe 6 out of 14 machines the rest of the month, and that. So we're just really, really slow trying to get by. Hate to hear that.
Truck drivers are going to be on unemployment lines, too. See how this ties in?
Going on layoff with the expectations of being hired back when things pick up. Volunteers yesterday when they made the announcement. I don't know. I imagine they'll get a few.
trucks do everything, and you can't have CNC machines do everything either. So they're just going to cut down, they're going to try to change the make of this country, and it's not going to work. Robots weld it together, stainless steel hot water heaters, and the robots can't actually weld, so they're having all kinds of the water heaters come back. Because now, if people weld them, and they're using good stainless steel, those would be problems because welders could see the flaws, or they would X-ray, but they're not. The robots are making temperature mistakes, which people would make. So they have water heaters come back all over the place.
HF, contacts did you make on 10 meter last night?
Four. Argentina, Brazil, and two in Chile.
I just couldn't get there for some reason. They were just, you know, fading in and out so bad I just couldn't make it. Probably if I'd stayed a little longer, maybe got better.
The kid pretty much faded out and stayed out. I know it wasn't back up when I decided to lay back down.
On contact in Mexico, that was pretty good. That was on 15 meter. That was the second time I've gotten Mexico.
Time is here. You might as well get ready because everything will be coming out of the south and southwest.
The way the propagation goes in this area of the country usually. Now, I have heard some from the north, but not very often.
It seemed like it was just terrible yesterday.
Bad, and 80 was worse.
And I thought something was wrong with the radio.
This scope just about was solid blue from just atmospheric noise.
See, you're going to have to learn to cope with it because that's what we're going to get all summer long.
Up on HF since you got your antenna up.
I've been talking with a guy named Gary up in Indiana. But other than that, I hadn't done any long distance stuff.
You rocking and rolling on some DX.
I could come in and work. I just don't have a lot of time once I get home. And then Saturday, my day's off Tuesday and Saturday. They're normally stacked, stuff to do. But yeah, I'd like to get back into that.
Change it around. You better get the time while they're getting it good. Because when the man goes away, it's going to go away for, it could go away for 6 months. It's just one of those things. When you got it, you got it. When you don't, you don't.
MP Friday.
Hey, Ed, you sound like you're sitting in your driveway with a cup of coffee.
Very correct.
Kick-back, laid-back voice of yours.
I got it made right now.
For myself.
Done earlier and earlier every day now.
Hope it lasts too much longer.
India, Yankee, India.
Long time no hearing you, KN4TFW.
How are y'all doing this morning?
Friday for me.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, it is. They're supposed to lay off about half the plant next week.
To that.
You're all too busy getting thrown off repeaters last night.
NXE.
Robert.
Taking it easy. That's about all. Just straightening up my radio room some more and working on a few antennas.
Good idea.
Get with you on an antenna once all this virus stuff is over.
Well, I'll be around. Just give me a call.
Certain time in the afternoons now?
Most of the sometime during the afternoons if, I'm normally listening during the afternoons, but I really don't talk. I just listen to the frequency. But most of the time, I'm talking at night and early in the morning, like right now.
I heard you in a while in the morning, and Ken was saying that you thought he thought your schedule had changed up a little bit.
Well, I went down to Florida for a week, and that's one reason why I ain't been on here. Fort Lauderdale.
Miami, and lived a good bit of my childhood up in Leesburg in between Orlando and Ocala.
Been down there. Right out of Fort Lauderdale, right now at the Naval Base, so went down there for a week.
Glad you had a safe trip.
Get off of the 185 over by the hospital to get on to 20. I was coming around that curve there, and it's about a 8-inch pine tree down in the road. Some couple of people have hit it because it's all in pieces now.
Yeah, I heard you say something about the tree in the road.
Does Carol normally work, working from home?
From 7:30 to 5.
Just answering emails?
Answering emails and doing some other stuff. Matching students up with... tags and their parking tickets and so forth and so on. Put stuff on my laptop. I'm about to the point of buying me another one.
Hog on the antenna comes apart on me.
Be driving that fast.
I part of my handheld. I got that thing just stuck in there. It somehow threads together, and I guess over a period of time it's come unthreaded. I can't get it. I'm driving right now. I just got it stuck down in the hole.
What handheld is it?
Or Woshon, or however you say it.
My adapter's for a PL-259.
Adapters. It's one of the adapters screws into the radio, and then one adapter pops onto it, and it has a female 259 on it.
I got one of them as well. I put it in my car when I had one.
I can feel threads on it. It's just come unthreaded. I fooled that while I was driving.
Well, I can understand that. Sure don't want to cause no wreck or nothing.
The thunderstorm get you wet?
Wearing AP Friday. I got a little bit wet, nothing major. We've had a lot of heavy wind and stuff and some light rain.
Power for about 2 hours.
Watching the lightning and stuff, it seemed like it was all back up your way.
Yeah, it sounded pretty rough out there, but I didn't have any trees or limbs in the driveway, so that was good.
When I used to live in Emmon, South Carolina, me and my brother-in-law, we used to look out towards Asheville and judge the distance of the storms going to be coming into the towards our way when we used to live in Emmon.
it's pretty much through for us, except for Robert's going to get in just a little bit, KN4TFW.
That's what it says, 7 o'clock to about 8 o'clock.
In about 30 more minutes, a thunderstorm's going to be on Rock Hill.
Let it rain.
Fertilizer last week because it was supposed to be some rainy days and it hadn't rained since.
Ain't nothing, I'll be laying down in a little while.
Plan today, Ed?
Much nothing. Basically, stay out of Mama's way because while she's working, she's grumpy.
Grumpy once a day. It starts somewhere around 7, ends somewhere around 8:39.
Basically like mine, all day long.
I'm coming in now.
I think maybe it won't last too long for you.
Most of the time it just goes around me and gets into Charlotte and Gastonia.
Went up that way too, and that, but there's just a small thunderstorm headed your way.
Sprinkle here and there. Probably about all I'll just get.
Did they project a release date on it? Yeah. Has it heard a release date on this shutdown?
Heard it last day of the month.
Even said it originally was through Sunday, but then they changed it to the last day of the month so far.
Get out of here. Go get me some rest and I'll talk to y'all later on. Whiskey Boy India, Yankee India. Be clear.
Robert, good to hear from you again. Look forward to catching you another day. KN4TFW.
7-3s, Robert.
Robert, have a good one. Brown got my antenna screwed back in.
My screws, that way it won't happen.
It was loose. That thing will rotate. It allows you to rotate the radio without rotating the coax. But evidently that little part came loose from the factory.
That'd be fine. So it's real easy to have that happen.
Yeah, Mike, mine's got a little SMA that screws into the radio and got about a 10-inch piece of wire, and then it goes into 259.
I ordered one of those, and I got one of those, and I can't find that one. I ordered one that had, I think it's 10 or 12 inches, and a real small cable, give you a little bit more flexibility. But I ordered one off of Amazon, and I got it, but I don't know what happened to it.
I try not, they don't ever do that.
Little bitty.
Where is it, a BNC?
That's what it is.
Those things are a pain, yeah. You need one of those little ones, unless you're, those SMA ones are small. Dandy talkies and stuff. SMA connector, don't even worry about it, so 239 connector at all. Just one to 239 on top on the antenna, just wearing SMA on the bottom.
One of those on Amazon. This was like a SMA, it's a male thread that screw into the radio, and then a BNC on top of that, and then I got a BNC to 259 adapter, and that's what it's two adapters together.
That's a pain when you have to do it that way.
The other one, I'm sure they make it. I need to look for it because that's going to work probably better.
Once you start playing around with connectors like that, you get lost in the connector if you don't realize that. Okay. while, but I think it might have.
Plenty of Scottish oatmeal?
Affirmative. I still got a couple of full bags.
I'd ordered me some more for the staying home stuff.
I'm the other morning with blueberries.
Blueberry, oatmeal stuff.
They're letting them in, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a awesome day and stay safe, and look forward to catching you. Hopefully, maybe I'll catch you on the radio in the morning if I get up early enough and drink some coffee on the back porch and talk to you guys in. So you guys have a good one, and I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Breeze, Ken. Have a good one. Don't work too hard, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon.
Coffee now, Ken. All
right. 73s, Ken. Have a good day. Be safe. KK4NXC.
Yeah,
clear. A little bit late this morning, Ed. I don't know what happened. I know my generator kicked on and had me up for a little bit, and I hit that snooze twice this morning. That threw me 10 minutes behind.
All right. You needed that extra 10 minutes.
Ed, I got a road call the night before. One at 11 and one at 3 a.m., so I didn't get much sleep. It was Tuesday night.
He's a diesel mechanic, and sometimes he gets stuck down the road. He told me one night a guy called up an old Caterpillar, and the darn thing broke a valve spring one night. He said he had to go see the jump collection, buy the valve spring at 3 o'clock in the morning, and fix it on the road.
Dispatch, I'm not running them.
Go out and fix one on the road one time. I said, that ain't no fun.
Midnight out on the road, 2-4 o'clock in the morning. It's not that bad once you get up and get moving.
You know a story about a road call I heard about? When I started my machine shop in the 80s, there was a guy that walked in, he had a... Now, let me tell you what this is. You ever hear, remember those old buses that had that big, big, straight 6305 V6 in it? And he was coming up from Florida and about in the middle of the way up, it ran out of oil, had a bad valve seal, oil leak, and he got up in Jersey, about 100 miles from Newtown, or from Denver. And the darn thing spun a rod bearing, so him and his wife, he got a reground crankshaft from somebody else, the machine shop, and the connecting rod, and they were going to change the rod, this full pins, they were going to change the connecting rod, and they had to hold up the crankshaft on the ground, take the transmission back, and pull it out on the ground, him and his wife on the side of on the road. I said, that's the most miserable job.
You could do that on the side of the road.
This guy did do it. He was off in the store. He said he got control of the comp, but he did it. He did do it.
You could change a rod on the side of the road.
What that is, you could pull the rod down far enough once you got the crank out of the way to get the full flow clips out. You just make it through. I know how he did it. He put it in the pull of this down just enough to put that clips in it. To pull the full flow clips out of you. I did it with a buddy of mine, wire code. You can't do it. It's not fun. And those cracks were heavy. That was a forged steel shaft, and those things were heavy. And I can't imagine laying upside down, trying to hold that thing up to get, oh, God.
Destinating. Ed, I appreciate you talking us in. I want you to have a good day. Get some rest. Enjoy your coffee or another pot of coffee anyway. And hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. Al, have a good day. Be safe. Be careful. 73s to both of you. It's KK4NXC. I'm going to be clear on your final.
you made it in safe, and don't work too hard, and hopefully catch you in the morning. And don't let the bug bite you. So KK4 and XE, KM4 and AP, 73's to you, my friend. 73's to you, Al. I'm out of here and going to get another cup of coffee.
I'm going to make me another one myself. And, Cap, I'm going to clear. Catch you later.